You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. I feel like a rant this morning. Of course, a lot of things that I've seen in real life and on social media that's been swirling around in the old brain pan. Now, let's start off with the first thing. In my neck of the woods out here in California, I've already seen, slowly but surely, a dip in gas prices. Now, I know 20 cents may not sound like a lot, but in this current economy, shit, that could be a lifesaver for some people. You know, you got people at the pump making life decisions. Like, damn, do I put gas in my car or do I fucking eat? Yeah, but I think we're going to see an even increased dip in the gas prices. Man, I tell you, that will be a welcome break for a lot of people. Now, where in the world is Kamala San Diego? Ever since Trump won, she's all but disappeared. However, she's planning on running again in 2028. What? So, what's going to be her new strategy? Is it going to be reproductive rights again? Is it going to be looking down her nose at the working class again? Yeah, there have been a lot of political commentators saying that the old Democratic Party needs to be scrapped, burned to the ground, and rebuilt. But, nah, not going to happen. It's not going to happen for one single reason. And that reason, gentlemen, may not be what you think it is. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. Black women. Oh, yeah. And I got an article that I'm going to briefly cover that's going to put into perspective why the Democratic Party is never going to change its tune. Now, as you all know, there have been a couple of videos out there about this black men who were stepdaddies and how stepdads are now being aired out on social media. Now, we know the one video of the one woman who said, yes, my husband was a simp. Gentlemen, that is one of the worst positions you could ever find yourself in. Been there, done that, and I would say that I'm one of the extremely lucky ones. However, I know of other men across the board, even though these particular women were black, yes, there have been white guys who were stepdads too. And they got treated like absolute garbage by that woman and her kids. I mean, zero respect. Yeah. Back in the olden days, when a man took on a woman with kids, that was viewed as a very honorable thing. And that woman had the utmost respect for that man. And she made sure her kids had the utmost respect for that man. However, nowadays, oh, no, gentlemen. But I'm glad that woman said what she said. Because once again, a lot of men have been given an extremely brutal reality check by today's modern woman. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. No good deed goes unpunished, especially if you decide to take on a woman with children. Gentlemen, that should be an extreme no. Now, it doesn't matter how good she looks. Doesn't matter how good she decides to drain your balls. Gentlemen, do not have her for anything other than recreational use. And you should be extremely upfront about that. Why? Because you don't want to waste your time. You know she's going to try to love bomb you. You know she's going to try to put the kids in front of you to make you form a bond with them that she knows at any point she can snatch away and make you feel even worse. Gentlemen, do not put yourself into that situation. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Now, the other guy, this guy, no kids, marries a woman that is obese, HIV positive, and came with three kids. No, she came with two kids. How down bad can a man be? Seriously. I saw that video and I was just like, oh my God. If that's what I have to look forward to, if I'm at that level, if I'm that down bad, nah, it's time to just openly pay for it. Openly. But we all know when it comes to black men, especially, the idea of just paying for it outright, oh no, we can't do that. Why? Oh, because I want to be liked. I want to feel like a real man. I don't want to be judged. Man, get the fuck out of here. Mm-mm. You know everybody's talking bad about that dude behind his back. If that's what he believes he should have in his life, wow. Just wow. Mm-mm. And she said on the video, she don't cook, she don't clean. He does the shopping because if she does the shopping, only thing the kids will eat would be chicken nuggets, which explains her weight problem. But that's neither here nor there. Unfortunately, that seems to be a normal occurrence in the American black community, minus the HIV part. But then again, we know that the vast majority of black women do have herpes. So, yeah. Got to be careful about that, gentlemen. Got to be careful. Now, let's go ahead and get to the meat of this video. Now, that was an article that Messy Michonne had covered, and I absolutely love her rants. She be tickling me to death when she goes off. Now, this article was published on the 24th of November. Feeling betrayed by increased minority support for Trump, black women say they're stepping back. Who the fuck died and made black women, you know, the kings of society? Nobody. Nobody. See, let's just go ahead and put this on the table. For the longest time, black women have been artificially propped up primarily by the Democratic Party, which is why what I said earlier is going to come to pass. The old Democratic Party is never going to change itself. Why? Because they still want to keep black women in an inflated sense of power. We all know that is not the case. That has never been the case. The quote-unquote power that black women feel that they have in this society has always been overly inflated. That whole, we're going to get aggressive with everybody? No. Mm-mm. Black women have long forgotten to read the room. The entire collective of black people is only 13% of the population. So why does the Democrats pander to them so much? Well, it's because we know that black women love to spend money. However, there's a more sinister agenda that I've spoken about before. The fact that they know that black women secretly wish that they could be the white man's choice. Mm-hmm. And it's that insecurity that has always been played against the American black woman. Mm-hmm. See, Tommy Sotomayor long said ago that black women are the right hand of white supremacy. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know, even though people don't want to talk about this, but we all know that the early terminations that have happened in the black community, yeah, there have been more early terminations of black life than there have been terminations of black life in all wars combined. But we don't want to talk about that. Oh, no, 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 no. We got to keep telling black women, yeah, you go, girl. Y'all are ones that's running everything. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. For the longest time, black women ain't been running shit but they mouth. Let's get back to this article. As a black woman, she couldn't see herself helping to replicate the largest act of resistance against then President Donald Trump's first term in 2017 of January. Even in an election this year where Trump questioned his opponent's race, held rallies featuring racist insults, and falsely claimed black migrants in Ohio were eating residents' pets, he didn't just win a second term, he became the first Republican in two decades to clinch the popular vote, although by a small margin. No, that was quite a large margin. And yes, he had every right to question the former VP's race. Just because, once again, the absolute insecurity that black women have been programmed to have over all these decades has been laid bare. We all know that, oh, you know, Cam, she's a black woman all of a sudden. Nobody was talking anything about her ethnicity last year. But as soon as she decided, I'm going to run for president, all of a sudden, I'm a black woman. And yes, Trump was right to call that out. Quote, unquote, it's like people have spoken and this is what America looks like, said Smith, the Los Angeles-based founder of the advocacy of social media, quote, unquote, get social. And there's not too much more fighting that you're going to be able to do without losing your own sanity. After Trump was declared the winner over Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris, many politically engaged black women said they were so dismayed by the outcome that they were reassessing but not completely abandoning their enthusiasm for electoral politics and movement organization. Oh, I love this. Black women often carry much of the work of getting out the vote in their communities. They had vigorously supported the historic candidacy of Harris, who would have been the first woman of black and South Asian descent to win the presidency. Notice they included South Asian. Before, she was all black. Now, the first question that I would ask the vast majority of black women, what about that $26 billion that she got for the Asian community? But then again, when she was interviewed, she said, I'm not going to do anything, especially for black people. No. But once again, you got to love the revisionist history, particularly among Black women. Harris's loss spurred a wave of Black women across social media resolving to participate themselves, or excuse me, prioritize themselves before giving so much to a country that over and over has shown its indifference to their concerns. All right. You know why, Black women, this country does not have your concerns at heart? The same reason why the Asians were able to get a crime bill passed for them. There is no Black community. Mm-hmm. Now, I know some people would say, wait a minute, there is a Black community. No. See, the American Black community has always been nothing more than a socially engineered matriarchy. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Because Black women have and always have had the ability to use the system against Black men. That's why a lot of Black men walked away. Now, other communities, they never had that problem. So they were able to actually form communities with men and women in the household with children. No, see, the idea of family in the American Black community is just women and children and a whole bunch of quote unquote dusty men that continues to procreate with these women. Yeah, ooh, I'm saying too much, but fuck it. It needs to be said. But yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous that a lot of these Black women out here still having sour grapes. Maybe, just maybe, if they got off their fucking high horse, or should I say, utterly inflated high horse, and actually came back to Black men and actually tried to mend fences, things might change. But guess what? Nah, it won't. So yeah, a lot of people, myself included, have said the American Black community deserves to be exactly where it is, at the fucking bottom. Let it burn. So yeah, Black women are still out here talking about, oh, we didn't get what we wanted. America doesn't like us, blah, 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 blah. Then again, have you ever thought about self-reflection? Kevin Samuels, rest in peace, have always talked about the Black woman's ethnic image and how it is absolutely trash around the world. But hey, many men have tried to tell Black women, y'all need to stop this nonsense. You can't tell us nothing. We gonna get you told. Okay. All right. Laugh now, cry later. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What have you seen in your neck of the woods that has been signs that, you know, things are starting to get just a little bit better? What more can I say, gentlemen? And for you women out there, especially you Democratic Black women, especially you liberal women, a lot of the fake power that you've enjoyed for far so long is getting ready to go out. Feminism, that's going to take a nasty, nasty blow. But it's going to get crippled. And guess what? I'm here for it. So yeah, ladies, stand by for hard times if you're liberal, if you're Democratic. And guess what? I'm going to sit back and laugh my ass off. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.